At least 21 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip since this morning, Al Jazeera reported. Israeli forces targeted buildings east of the Jabalia refugee camp, with reports indicating that several residential structures were destroyed. An Israeli helicopter also fired on homes east of Gaza City, leading to multiple casualties. Additional attacks were reported in northern Gaza, including near Jabalia and Beit Lahia, with several civilians injured. In southern Gaza, a drone strike targeted tents in the Al-Mawasi area of Khan Yunis, killing 5 Palestinians, including 2 girls. The Al-Mawasi area had previously been designated a safe zone by Israeli authorities, but has now become a frequent target of airstrikes. Meanwhile, Israeli forces conducted several raids across the occupied West Bank, arresting Palestinians in towns such as Arura, Jalazon, Kafr Malik, Balata, and Al-Qadir. These operations have raised concerns among local and international observers about the ongoing security situation in the region. Read: At least 75 Palestinians killed in Gaza, second day of Eid al-Adha. Israel blockade of Gaza. Roughly 1 in 5 Palestinians in Gaza is now experiencing starvation, as Israel's total blockade of the territory enters its 3rd month. According to the latest findings from the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, IPC, nearly 1.95 million people, accounting for 93% of Gaza's population, are suffering from severe food insecurity. The IPC warns that the ongoing restrictions could cause further mass displacement both within Gaza and across its governorates, as essential resources required for survival continue to run out. Efforts to address the crisis have faltered. A U.S.-backed Israeli initiative known as the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation was launched in May to manage aid delivery. However, its central distribution hub collapsed into disorder just hours after opening on May 27, and the situation has since worsened following fatal shootings near food aid sites. Israel stands accused of deliberately drawing Palestinians to these distribution points before opening fire. More than 100 people have reportedly been killed in such incidents over the past 8 days. Read more: Netanyahu admits arming criminal groups in Gaza. Israel's war on Gaza. The total death toll from Israel's war on Gaza has risen to 54,418 killed and 124,190 injured since October 7, 2023, the ministry said, Al Jazeera reported. Israel has killed 4,149 Palestinians and injured 12,149 since breaking 2-month-old ceasefire on March 18 this year. Israel's atrocities have displaced around 90% of Gaza's estimated 2 million residents, created a severe hunger crisis, and caused widespread destruction across the territory.